الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين وقال تعالى قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لعائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أرفقي يا عائشة أرفقي صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله The month of Rabiul Awwal passed already. We are already in Rabiul Thani. And in this month, Rabiul Awwal, they passed. Most of the speakers in the Jumu'ah speakers which we heard all around Durban, different masajid, were all speaking about the seerah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, the seerah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not confined to the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. Many a time we only confine it to the month of Rabi'ul Awwal and thereafter Rabi'ul Thani and every other month which comes thereafter. We speak about everything else besides the seerah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today again I decided to speak about the seerah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but not with regards to a certain quality which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had within his heart. We all know that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life is made out of one of three qualities. Either the seerah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the entire life story of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which battles were fought, etc. Thereafter we come to the surah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The surah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the outward appearance, assurance that when we teach the youngsters, and especially for all of us, that if at midnight while we are in a deep sleep, if someone is to give us a call on our phone and tell us, you know, what is the name of your mother? We will say Fatima, Aisha, Khadija, Ruqayya, whatever it is. Then you say, person will ask you, you know, can you describe your mother for me? You will say, she is of a medium height, she is looking like this here, she last I saw her, she was wearing this clothing, etc. In the same manner, we need to know the surah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from top to bottom. How Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked, exactly which, how was his hair, how was his beard, how was his hat, his topi, his pants, his lungi, his kurta, his outer garment, everything we need to know. And this is natural that now an individual who sees someone, who knows the outward appearance of someone, and they come to know that this person is extremely good looking, a person has a rab and an awe about him, he looks wonderful, he has that beautiful smell. Now automatically your heart, your inner heart and your feeling is, I want to know more about this person. Who is this person? If a person is to walk in this masjid and he's wearing a pure white kurta, with his beard is combed wonderfully, he's smelling wonderful, automatically I want to know, who is this person? You know, I want to meet him, I want to get to know him, I want to know what his qualities in his life, why does he take so much pride in his appearance or in how good he looks. We want to know about his inner qualities. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks in the Quran Majid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. With regards to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have the perfect example. There is no other example which can be perfect. No other person can claim perfection. No other person is perfect beside Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is with regards to the inner qualities. So beautifully Imam Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi mentions in Shama'il al-Muhammadiyya, in a commentary of it, Imam Tirmidhi's book, and he mentions that when discussing the outer qualities of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we come across a certain quality. For example, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was broad-shouldered. Now you know you have this quality of broad-shoulderedness, you'd be happy. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Nabi look like this. But obviously we cannot be the outward appearance of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each and every one of us cannot have it. This is logically not possible, Islamically not possible. However, the inward qualities, this is something which each and every one of us have to develop. Each and every one of us have to make an effort to bring the inward qualities. What was the qualities of the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam portray himself, not with regards to his outward appearance, with regards to the qualities of his heart? Conviction, softness, tolerance, love, compassion, sympathy, empathy, harshness when there was harshness, anger when there was a need for anger, all these different qualities that we should pay more attention to than the outward appearance. For example, our Ustad, our beloved Ustad Mufti Patel rahmatullah alayhi, Allah ta'ala give him Jannatul Firdaus, he passed away while we were in our final year. He used to famously say that, you know, we all have a lot of enthusiasm to wear the ring, on our, we'll ask the muftis, you know, which finger we should wear the ring on. You know, is it the small finger? Is it the big finger? Which finger must we wear this ring? It's a sunnah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our topi, should it be a bit high? Should it be flat on the head? What is this? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, should he wear socks or not? But when it comes to our akhlaq and our character, that we are not so interested about. We come across a certain situation, we don't immediately phone up and start googling what should we do, what does the sheikh say, how should we approach the situation, what should our akhlaq be. That is secondary. However, that's supposed to be primary, and the outward appearance, that inshallah we will get the reward of following the sunnah. So inshallah, I will just concentrate today on few qualities of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, as mentioned by one of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in so beautifully, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the qualities of 124,000 anbiya before. Each quality was in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, into perfection. So what was the qualities of the heart? The first quality I will talk about is something each and every one of us sitting here, we all have it in our heart. But we have it to differing levels. Some might have it in abundance. Some of us might have it in a little bit less. However, each and every one of us, being Muslim, alhamdulillah, we all have this quality within our heart. And what is this quality? This is the quality of yaqeen and conviction in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being rahmatul lil alameen, had this quality to the fullest degree in his heart. 100% quality and conviction in his heart with regards to whatever promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had. So those people after, who were the followers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba, they also had it. However, they demonstrated what was it to have this quality. What should our outlook be? How should we approach Islam so that this quality can come within our lives? In just one incident I will mention, mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. And I think so, I don't know if I mentioned this incident before as well here. It just comes to mind, so I will just mention it. And with regards to conviction, that Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we all know he accepted Islam around 7 years after Hijri, 8 years after Hijri. He was a Sahabi who memorized the most ahadith, over 5,000 ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, he once comes to Masjid al-Nabawi. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting with the Sahaba, senior Sahaba, Abu Bakr, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, all the different sahaba. He walks into Masjid al-Nabawi and he addresses Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah, O Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have everything within my life. Everything, A to Z. I sat at your feet, I have memorized a hadith, I've sacrificed everything for Islam, I am content. However, there is one small aspect that I wish I had, which I have not yet achieved. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, Oh Abu Huraira, what is this that you are missing? So he mentions that, I have a mother, my mother has not accepted Islam. So O Nabi of Allah, could you raise your hands, lift your hands and make dua for my mother? And Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, when he brings this in his Bukhari Sharif, he brings it under the chapter of dua, acceptance of the of and yaqeen on the conviction of on the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifts his hands and says, Allahumma hdi ummi Abi Huraira. That Ya Allah, grant guidance to the mother of Abu Huraira. Now normally the general practice of the Sahaba was, after the dua, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made the dua, they would sit in the company of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, mention Ameen, be thankful to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then leave. However, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, without saying Ameen, he turns around and he starts walking out of Masjid al-Nabawi. The Sahaba are perplexed that isn't this, what have you done, O Abu Hurairah? You haven't said Ameen to the dua. So Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu just smiles and continues walking. in one narration it is mentioned that some senior sahaba followed him, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, other sahaba followed him, and he comes to the house of his mother and he says, Ya Ummi, he calls out to his mother, and his mother, he hears the trickling of water. His mother says, Ya Bunayya, Iqdi, wait a minute for me, I am coming. After a little while, his mother opens the door or moves that curtain which is covering the doorway, and she says, Ashhadu Alla ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. That I was late but I have accepted Islam. Immediately she takes shahada. The sahaba are stunned, they are shocked. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions that this is the words of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no need for me to say ameen to that dua. So something for us to learn. When our Nabi, who is rahmatul lil alameen, has mentioned that there is protection for us in our Fajr Salah, there is barakah for us in our Dhuhr Salah, there is protection of our rizq in Asr Salah, protection of our night in Maghrib Salah, and peace of our sleep in Isha Salah, then why don't we have that same amount of conviction on the words of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fajr is early at this moment in time. Sometimes you ask the students, you say, Mufti Sahib, it's just too difficult to get up for Fajr. Tahajjud Salah is 3:42, 3:40, Fajr is 4:15, 4:30. Outwardly it seems like we are losing out on sleep, we are losing out on valuable strength. However, my Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is rahmatul lil alameen, has mentioned that there is barakah at the time in this morning. There was one sahabi who comes to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam complaining of poverty. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted barakah in the early part of the morning for my ummah. The sahabi says, after the Fajr Salah, immediately I would go out to the marketplace. And many a time people would not buy from me at that time. So outwardly it would look like I was not making any business. But after a little while, I had enough money to sustain myself, my family, and even a few neighbors on my street. Just due to the promise of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the quality of the heart we need to work on. Conviction. That when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned something, that we should have full conviction in it. If Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is protection in the Fajr Salah, we come for the Fajr Salah and directly outside the masjid, Allahumma ahfadna, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us all, our car gets hijacked. This is definitely not opposite to the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, there is goodness in it. And just one incident comes to mind, that how do we know there is barakah at the time of Fajr Salah? Ibrahim ibn Adham, rahmatullah alayhi, the famous muhaddith and Sufi, one of the greatest to have passed in this ummah, mentions that one person asked him in his majlis, you know, what is the definition of barakah? So he tells him that you get a sheep and you get a dog. The sheep gives birth to sometimes two babies. The dog gives birth to 5 or 6. But logically, if you ask yourself, each and every one of us here, are there more sheep in the world or are there more dogs in the world? There's more sheep in the world. So the person was, okay, what's the point behind the story? He mentioned the sheep sleeps immediately after Isha and wakes up in the early part of the morning to graze. The dog barks the entire night and goes to sleep at the time of Fajr. So that is the definition of barakah. Outwardly, the dog is looking like it has more. But actually, at the end of it, more which had more? The sheep was much more than the dog. So this is with regards to, we went off the topic with regards to conviction we were talking about. That Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is a quality of the heart of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Something for us to work on. That we should work on this quality of yaqeen and conviction. For example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you give sadaqah, then I will give you double, or will give you more, 7 times more, or even more than that in the hereafter. Imam Sha'bi rahmatullah alayhi, a famous muhaddith, he says that his student says that he used to get 60 gold coins every single year from the Khalifa of the time. He used to teach in the main masjid in Damascus. His lessons used to be taken there. Many famous muhaddithin studied under him. So at the end of the year, when he used to get 60 gold coins, he used to take it and he used to give it away immediately before going home in sadaqah. He used to come home, he used to find either 60 or double of that at home. His wife used to say someone came to give a gift, someone repaid a debt, or whatever it is. So his student, like a clever jack, decided, you know, I'm going to follow my ustad. What my ustad is doing, I'm doing the exact same thing. Student was married, goes in the marketplace, he earns 20 gold coins. That was his earnings for the month. Before going home, he gives it all away. He goes home, his wife tells him, "Hey, bye, what have you done? You have given everything. There is no money at home, nothing at home, nothing for us to love on." So the student says, "But my ustad did this, so you know I should do the same." So he goes to his ustad, starts complaining. So his ustad tells him so nicely in Arabic that "Ana a'taytu rabbi yaqina." I gave it with the conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, you know, this is the conviction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return it to me. وَأَنْتَ أَعْتَيْتَ رَبِّي تَجْرُبَةً. You gave it to test the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Many a time we hear that someone tells you, I'm suffering from cancer. The person tells you, you must read 125,000 times astaghfirullah. It works for A, doesn't work for B. What's the difference? He also read 125 times, he also read 125,000 times. The difference is A had the yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala will cure. That is just a means. The second one was saying, it works for him, so it will work for me. Without the yaqeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the quality of the heart. The second quality which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had in his heart was that of softness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this in the fourth juz of the Quran al-Majid in Surah Ali Imran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. That from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have given you abundance of softness. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا. If you were harsh of word, غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ, hard of heart, then لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. They would have run away from around you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to who? The greatest after the Anbiya, the Sahaba. Lan faddu, the subject of that sentence is the Sahaba. The Sahaba themselves would have went away from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if he was harsh of heart, hard of heart, harsh of word. So this is a quality which we have to also work on. And how do we work on this quality? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first step, before we talk about what we should speak, we should rather talk about when we should not speak. If you look about all the ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are more ahadith about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling you to control the tongue, to keep silent. Man samata najah, the person who is silent is saved. Amlik alayka lisana, keep your tongue in check. These are all things to teach us, rather be silent than say anything. A person comes to us, angers us, at this time our emotions are high. It's difficult for us to think rationally. So that at that time you should remember the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is softness, softness of heart. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once enters the home of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And he says, Ya Aisha urfuqi. Oh Aisha, be soft. And he repeats himself again, Ya Aisha urfuqi, be soft. Why? If Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes for goodness for a home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants softness in the hearts of the individuals of that home. Something we have to learn. We are made from this ground. This ground is rough. It's hard. It's coarse. Our leniency, our tendency is to lean towards the side of harshness. However, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, automatically we will start understanding the benefits of being soft. In the battle of Uhud, when the archers who left their post, resulting in the defeat of the Muslim army, they left their post. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supposed to have been hard and harsh at that time. It was supposed to be natural. However, what does Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? The Sahaba ran away from the battlefield. A major son, they came back, coming to tell Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Allah, forgive us. Oh Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forgive us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately, at this time this ayah was revealed. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. That be of a soft nature. So that's two qualities we've discussed. We have 4 minutes left. I will discuss one more quality. So one is the quality of conviction. Forty-five. victory. So the first quality we mentioned was that of conviction and yaqeen in the promise of Allah Ta'ala. The second is that of softness. The third quality which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had in his heart, which transferred to the Sahaba, and we should also bring to us within us this quality, is, and I'm going to use the word here which has a connotation which is not generally good, the greed for good a'mal. The greed for good a'mal. Generally when you use the word greed, brings about a sense of hatred and ugliness within our heart. We feel you should not be greedy. However, with regards to good actions, especially those actions, many a time we hear that Islam is not practical nowadays. You know, we need to be practical. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us practicality. We are working 8 to 5, 9 to 5, 9 to 7, 8 to 10, 12 hour day, 7, 8 hour day, coming home tired. There are certain a'mal which we can bring within our lives which will gain us a huge reward. A reward which we will only see in the hereafter. The first of these a'mal, and I'm just rushing through this, the first of this. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once walks out of his home at the time of Fajr Salah, sleeping the night at Juwayriya radiallahu ta'ala anha's home, Ummul Mu'mineen, our beloved mother, and he sees that she is sitting on the Musalla. He comes back after Salatul Ishraq, which is a good a few hours later, sees Juwayriya radiallahu ta'ala anha still sitting there, on the same place, making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala du'as. So he tells her, Ya Juwayriya, if I tell you one word, one dua, if you read this, you would have got the same reward for the time you would have set. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa mentions, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, wa rida nafsihi, wa zinata arshi, wa midada kalimati. If we bring this within our life, we are getting the reward of Ishraq Salah, we are getting the reward of sitting in the masjid, although obviously that's a separate reward. However, we are getting that reward for that period of time. Many of us find it difficult. Fajr Salah is early. You want to read the Fajr Salah in the masjid, immediately go home. You can still get a 1 hour sleep. Thereafter, go to work. So, this is something we can bring within our life. Something which will gain a huge reward. The second quality which we can bring within our life, which is small, but has a huge reward, is that of maafing and pardoning anything which happened to us during the day before we retire to bed. There was a Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, narrates this incident, and he mentions that he was sitting with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and another Sahabi walks past and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Huwa fil Jannah, he is in Jannah. One day, next day, the same Sahabi walks past, Huwa fil Jannah, he is in Jannah. The third day, another, the same Sahabi walks past, he says, Huwa fil Jannah. Now Abdullah ibn Amr says, I needed to find out what was the quality in the Sahabi's life. So he says, I go to his home. I mentioned to him, I am a traveler, I need a place to stay. Let me stay within your home. The Sahabi says, no problem. He sees that the Sahabi sleeps the entire night. No salatul tahajjud. Sleeps the entire night. Gets up at the time of Fajr, performs his Fajr Salah in Masjid al-Nabawi, comes back home, goes to work, continue, no extra ibadah, meaning the 5 times Salah, a little bit of Quran, what is farad upon him, he does. Abdullah ibn Amr is shocked. I do much more. Why has the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Huwa fil Jannah? Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, thereafter the Sahabi, I asked him, and he mentions, I don't have anything special in my life, however, there's one quality I have, that before I sleep and retire to bed, I forgive everyone who has hurt me in whatever way. I forgive them and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if I have hurt anyone in any way, that we should, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should show me that person so I can recompense him. Or Ya Allah, you recompense him on my behalf. This is the means of us getting into Jannah. And the third, which I don't see too much here in front of the crowd, is a smile. The third is a smile. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that smiling is sadaqah. Smiling is sadaqah. And when the description of the grandson of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he describes Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that although Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was da'im al-fikr, mutawazil al-ahzan, continuously in concern of this ummah, many a time in a sad state. However, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was most of the time smiling. And this is something which automatically brings love within our homes as well. When we enter our home, we've had a hard day at work, as mentioned so nicely by my asatiza, that we have all our problems at home. There was a certain buzruk that used to come home, and before his wife used to see him from the window, before he comes home, he used to go to his heart, take it like this and hang something on the tree. So his wife thought he was going a bit crazy. What is going on with him? So his wife asked him, what's the issue? He says, you know, before I come home, I take everything out of my heart, I hang it on the tree, and I come into the home with a smiling face. This is a means of being barakah within the home, a means of bringing light within the home, a means of bringing mahabbat, especially between husband and wife and children within the home. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Just to recap, three very important things. And we should not have the sickness of listening and just go out and forget about the talk. Otherwise, I wasted my own time and you wasted your own time as well. Three things we should practice upon. Ensuring we are bringing about conviction within our hearts. How do we do this? By continuously following the fara'id of Islam, fulfilling the salah, ensuring we are fasting, hajj, zakah, etc. The second is that bringing softness in all our dealings as a leader, as a businessman, whatever it may be soft in every aspect of our life. And lastly, have a smile on our faces, whether in what, no matter what condition we are in, always try and keep a smile on our face. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.